Hello, my measuring friends. SM2N here. It's the 16th of September 2016, and this is my audio blog. So, as promised, I'm going to attempt to enunciate for you my plan of things to do today. So that's, as I said on my previous boo, it's a different list from my to-do list, which is an app on my phone which has a number of tasks that I need to do at some point. This is a list of things that, this is me creating a list of things that I want to do today, so I get my brain into a frame of mind to get those things done. So it's important to me to do this at the beginning of the day, to try and get a picture of what the day will look like for myself. But I also think it's worth recording it for posterity, so I'll be interested to listen back to this in years to come, and see how I was approaching my day, and probably laugh at all of the foolish things. Anyway, first thing I'm doing is I'm driving to our main office. But as soon as I get there, I'm going to jump on a train to go into our London office. So I'm going to the London office for, well, one main reason, I guess, maybe two reasons. So I'm going to meet up with a project manager who has just come back from holiday. And while that project manager was on holiday, they delegated a number of activities to me to manage in their absence. This will be a debriefing session, really, so I can give them updates, it's to let them feel that they're fully up to date with what they've missed, really. That's what it's really about. It's about giving that person the confidence to feel that they know what's gone on in their absence, and that they then feel equipped to continue kind of where they're left off, as it were. That's why I think it's important to, I'm taking the trouble to go into London specifically for that purpose, because I think it's important to do these things face to face. It shows a respect as well. I think it shows a respect that I'm prepared to go up to London to meet with that person and give them my time, and give them that confidence that they know the state of play. So I shall do that. While I'm up there, I'm going to take the opportunity to meet up with one of my team members. So. Somebody for whom I am their line manager, and it's somebody that I saw both the team members up there on Wednesday morning, but we were in a meeting. That's not the same as having one-to-one time, so I'm going to take the opportunity to sit down one-to-one and have a little chat, informal chat, or formal if they want to talk about stuff formally as well. Have a little chat, give them the opportunity to tell me anything they want, ask me anything they want to ask me, etc. And again, I think it's really important to do that face to face. And again, it shows respect and care. While I'm in the London office, I shall also try and take the opportunity to smile and exchange a tiny bit of banter with a number of people up there as well, just to maintain the relationships I have with the people up there. I don't want them to see me as a stranger who drops in from time to time as an outsider. I want them to see me as part of their team. So while I don't get to spend that much time up there, I think it's important when I'm there to kind of show my face and let everyone remind people that I exist. At some point, there'll also be a conference call which I've organised, where we're trying to resolve a particular technical problem that's occurred with a system that we've rolled out. So I've convened a conference call which will have a database specialist, an IT support specialist, and an application specialist, and those three people will join me on the call, and we will complete the plan to resolve the issues. So it's a plan that we came up with yesterday, and my role really is as the person who makes sure that we understand what the plan is. We're all on the same page. This is what we're going to do in this order, and communicate that to other people who weren't in the meeting, other people who aren't those technical specialists. Make sure they know what the plan is, and reassure them that we've got the backup plan in place. All those kinds of things. Again, I think it's important to communicate the plan. And it's important to write it down so that you don't end up with technicians playing it by ear and then accidentally sort of tripping over each other. That's my role really, is making sure the plan is understood and communicated and coordinated, really. I'm also the person that caused the problem, I think, actually, in reality, because I imported an XML file and the underlying data wasn't there that needed to be there, and there was nothing there to prevent me from loading it in, and then some data has been corrupted or left in an inconsistent state or faulty state or whatever. I'm protagonist as well. I've gone over the 5 minutes. Oops. What else? I shall then be hot-footing, once I've finished in London, I shall be hot-footing back to, be going on a train back to the main office, where again I will be smiling at people and making sure that people know I'm around. I've got a particular meeting in my calendar to sit down with somebody in particular and help them set up some reports for using the new system, so that they can get the information they need to give to their stakeholders. So that's more of a kind of an evangelist role, helping people to show, giving them hints and tips and helping them to get the information they need, using my experience on the new system. That will be a rewarding little meeting to have. And I think there will also be, that person will also have some outputs from another meeting where he's talked to his colleagues about their requirements. And so there may be some changes to the system, some fine tuning that needs to be done for the benefit of that team. So that will be an opportunity for me to help them and help to optimise the system for their needs and their workflows. So that will be an enjoyable thing to do as well. So those are the main things of the day. In addition to that, there will no doubt be a flow of emails coming in constantly, that some of which I want to reply to, some of which I just want to read and file away. There is also a report that I want to produce. It's a monthly report, and it's not going to be a difficult task. In fact, it's going to be quite, I think probably the reason why I haven't done it yet is because it's a relatively trivial task for me to do, so therefore I've kept putting it off. So if I get the time today, I will produce that report, which will be good. Usually I put off work tasks that are difficult, because I think, I'll do this easy thing instead, because I know I can do that. But this is an odd occasion where I've actually been doing the difficult stuff and avoiding doing the easy stuff. So, yeah, that's interesting. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. I very much look forward to listening to this again in the future. And if anybody else cares to share what their day looks like, I'd be interested to hear that as well. That would be fascinating. So there we are. Thank you very much for listening. Take care of yourselves. I'll speak to you again soon. Toodaloo.